Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, in 2019, Southeast Asia's mobile gaming market witnessed a 17.4% year-on-year growth, amounting to close to $3 billion in revenue. Since then, the number of Southeast Asian gamers has continued to grow and is forecasted to rise to 400 million by this year end, with over 250 million of those in mobile devices alone. For more insights into e-gaming, outlook for the sector as well, and how the pandemic affected it, we speak to Charlie Bailey, who's co-founder and chief growth officer of Amverse. Charlie, thanks for your time.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure's all ours. So last Money FM spoke to you, you spoke to some of my colleagues some time ago. What were the most apparent challenges when scaling the business up rapidly since then?
Well, I think when scaling a business, finding and onboarding great employees to join the company is always a challenge for any business. But I think that's especially true in a new sector like esports. That's why we really focus on passion, you know, attitude and general willingness to learn and develop as some of the key motivators when we're hiring new team members. Aside from that, building a presence in multiple markets, given the current climate and limitations on travel, can be problematic. So you have to be creative. You have to take the right considered risks and take a special care to find the right partners, be they investors, advisors, or commercial partners when entering new markets.
How else were you affected by the pandemic?
Well, thankfully, we've been a lot less affected than some, given the nature of our business and its very DNA being online. Of course, we've not been immune to market turbulence or advertisers being more cautious. However, on the whole, people are playing more games than ever, and we certainly benefited from that with how quickly we've been able to grow in our gaming communities that we own and operate across the region. The dynamics of the last 12 months have also meant that esports has become increasingly part of the mainstream narrative. So we benefited from that halo effect and general ongoing market education, which we try to play an active role in ourselves.
Talk to us about a couple of things that's happened to Amverse since.
Well, our launch in 2019 seems many moons ago now, despite being barely 2 years. During that time, we've grown to nearly 70 people across the region. Our HQ is in Singapore, but we're now working with clients across Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, India, and Vietnam. We've had a big focus on building leading esports communities across this region, and that's culminated in some great success with our professional teams. In fact, when I was on Money FM last year talking with Elliot and Manisha, I remember talking about Amverse focus on identifying and nurturing great talent. And we're very proud of some success we've had in recent months. Most recently with one of our teams winning the largest esports titles, or one of the largest esports titles in the region, the Arena of Valor Pro League. Aside from that, we've built great client base. We're working with the likes of Tencent and EA through to brands like Samsung, McDonald's, Grab, Disney, and KFC. In fact, KFC recently chose one of our teams to be the face of their brand on its national TV advertising. It was the first time an esports team in Southeast Asia had ever featured on a national TVC. So that was very exciting. And I think testament to how esports is well on its way to the mainstream now.
Why do you think, though, Amverse has come to the fore and big brands are willing to work with you?
I think it's a number of factors, really. I think that, you know, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you know, gaming is really accelerating across the region. The number of people playing games, you know, consuming gaming content and just generally being interested in gaming culture grows. And I think for younger audiences in particular, you know, gaming is a key passion point of theirs. And so, you know, brands identify that. And, you know, as they look to try and reach their next set of customers, they recognize that gaming is a very good way or good channel to do that.
And how are you folks at Amverse helping those brands, you know, reach those hard to reach millennials and Gen Z audiences? Also, there's so much noise out there. How do you reach people who perhaps, I'm not sure how rooted in research, people whose attentions are perhaps shorter than most?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it's always been our mission to try and build an integrated business that solves problems for brands, looking to use esports and gaming as a path to their next consumer. So whilst gaming is huge and it's fast growing, it's also a challenge for brands as teams, influencers and channels can be fragmented across many platforms. So our aim is to connect the dots and make it as professional and seamless for brands to authentically connect to these audiences. You know, Gen Z audiences don't follow traditional media. They certainly don't like being sold to, but gaming has proven to be a major, if not the primary passion point for many younger audiences today. So our job is to therefore facilitate these connections between brands and audiences using our communities, whether they are on platforms like Facebook or TikTok or across our own channels for that matter.
What are some of the challenging things you face, though, creating those original esports and gaming content to reach those people who might be a little jaded too?
Yeah, well, content is an integral part of what we do, as I'm sure you can imagine. Creating content in its various forms, from live streams on platforms like Facebook to content on YouTube or original content documenting behind the scenes of our esports teams and our talent. It's a way for our teams and talent to forge closer connections with their fans. So what we found, especially over the last 12 months or so, is that social platforms and OTT platforms such as MeWatch or other leading local platforms across the region want gaming content as part of their programming mix in order to entertain and engage younger audiences. So we really focus on building that content in an authentic way that will engage and inspire younger audiences today.
And what about developing that robust community of people?
Well, community is key to everything that we do at Antverse. In fact, so much so it's written into our corporate identity as one of our values, community first. But in practical terms, what that means is we try to build communities in each of the markets we operate in, which we anchor around owning a leading esports team, but then we complement by working with leading gaming influencers and developing platforms for gamers to engage and communicate regardless of what platform they're on. So different platforms are popular in different markets, and our job is to build communities that are hyper-local, that give fans a meaningful way to engage.
How successful have you found this strategy? How challenging is it to put together, so to speak?
Well, we're really pleased with the success and the growth over the last 12 months in particular. I think, our approach is different to others in the region in that we really focus on hyper-local. So we're not trying to build Antverse as a consumer-facing brand, but rather we look to partner or acquire leading communities on a hyper-local level. So what that does is it means that we can be culturally relevant and we can build sort of authentic brands, authentic communities in each of the markets we operate. So that's been an effective strategy for us. We've had great success in the first markets we launched in Thailand and Singapore, and now we've been scaling that blueprint across Vietnam and soon into Indonesia and India and other markets across the wider region.
What's next of Antverse, Charlie? World's domination.
Well, that's the intention.
But virtual for us, and otherwise.
Exactly, in its various shape or form. But for us, it's really about solidifying the business across the region. We've been really excited and pleased with the interest that we've had from commercial partners, brands, and investors who are looking to kind of join us on our journey. So we're really sort of focused on building this business across the region. You know, our vision is simple. We want to be the leading esports organization across the East with a focus on building great gaming communities and championing leading talent across high growth markets from Southeast Asia right across to the Middle East. So our focus certainly for the next couple of years is on building that and hopefully building a great business along the way.
All right. Thanks for taking time out to talk to us, Charlie.
Thanks, Howie. Thanks for having me.
Charlie Bailey, co-founder and chief growth officer at Antverse. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.